Welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
All right, so yesterday we were talking about Paige and her party plans.
Her party plans for New Year's Eve started to fall apart very quickly.
Right.
Because all of her friends who she was supposed to do things with for that night all had other things to do. They had to go with their family. They had other plans. So it all just kind of fell apart very quickly. So her family was like, well, we can all spend New Year's here at home together.
Yay! Okay, well, Jimmy and Timmy had some ideas, but I don't think Paige liked them
very much.
Playing
games and stuff like that, watching TV.
So she went online and she was looking for ideas. She came up with an idea.
Well, she was looking at pictures from earlier in the year,
right? She's thinking about her memories.
That's right. She was thinking about some of her good memories from 2017, which, of course, is something people will do at the end of the year.
Yeah.
It's a good time to sort of stop and look back and remember some of the things that happened in the last 12 months. And that gave her an idea about what to do for New Year's Eve. And that's kind of where we left it, right? It was a bit of a mystery, like, how do the memories from the last year tell her what to do for New Year's Eve?
Well,
does she have a time machine?
Should we find out?
I think we should.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Looking back on 2017.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The family is in the living room on New Year's Eve. Grandpa is watching TV with the kids. Mr. and Mrs. Wong are putting snacks on a small table.
I love staying up late.
When we're older, we can do it all the time.
Paige comes in with her computer and connects it to the TV.
What are you doing, Paige?
Paige puts a picture on the TV screen. It's the numbers 2017 and fireworks.
Here are my top five family memories from 2017.
The first picture shows Jimmy and Timmy in their We Will Get Along t-shirt.
I remember the t-shirt!
We still have it! Let's put it on now!
The second picture shows Paige.With a big bag of dog poop.
I'm better at taking care of mac and cheese now.
She must love us a lot.
Let's make more for her.
The third picture shows Jimmy and Timmy in their Halloween costumes on the airplane.
That was such a great idea, dear.
The fourth picture shows the family having a picnic in the yard during Moon Festival.
That was a lovely evening.
We should do that every year.
The final picture shows the family together with their grandma's letters from the box.
My favorite memory is grandma's letters.
The New Year countdown is starting.
Five, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Dear, would you please get me a glass of water, dear? Would you please get me a glass of water, dear? Lovely. Taiwan is a lovely place to live. Taiwan is a lovely place to live.Favorite. My friend Aaron's favorite color is orange. My friend Aaron's favorite color is orange. Start. We should get to the theater before the movie starts.We should get to the theater before the movie starts.
Okay, what's she doing?
Well, it is New Year's Eve, finally, and the scenario or the situation, what's going on? It says the family is in the living room on New Year's Eve. So this is kind of like what they plan. It says grandpa's watching TV, all right. With the kids, Mr. and Mrs. Wong are putting snacks on a small table. So the kids and grandpa watching the TV, probably some of that New Year's Eve concert. Mom and dad are getting out some snacks. So everything seems to be...kind of going as expected.
Yeah, and that's why Jimmy says, oh, we gotta love Jimmy. I love staying up late.
Oh, yeah, kids do, don't they?
They do. I love going to bed early. All right, Jimmy is excited to stay up late. When you stay up late, it means you don't go to bed until much later than usual. So if you usually go to bed at 10 p.m., but you stay up until 1 a.m., that's staying up late.
I remember as a kid, the first time I got to stay up past midnight was like, wow, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
And now you're right. Now I'm just tired.
Yeah, I just want to go to bed.
Timmy says, when we're older, we can do it all the time. Absolutely. Because, of course, this is one of those things that most parents have rules about, right? 8 p.m., 9 p.m., you got to be in bed. So...the kids are thinking that when they're older, they'll be able, they can do it. What is it? They can stay up late all the time. And here this phrase, all the time, just means something that you can do at any time.
Right.
All right. They wouldn't literally stay up all the time, but they can do it any time. There would be no rules. The choice would be theirs.
Right. Okay. So...we got another scenario here.
Okay.
Jimmy and Timmy watching TV, and in comes Paige.
Okay.
It says Paige comes in with her computer and connects it to the TV. Oh. She's got a nice HDMI cable. Just plug it in.
Got her laptop or something, and she's plugged it into the, the TV. A lot of people do this so they can, you know, surf the web on TV or watch movies.
Watch a movie,
from the computer, but watch it on the bigger TV screen. But Mrs. Wong is kind of looking, you know, there was...that show, the New Year's show was on TV.
Right, so they, she just interrupted the show.
Yeah, they weren't planning on watching a movie, you know. So she says, what are you doing, Paige? Why are you plugging the computer into the TV? And then we kind of cut back to the TV screen, and we see Paige puts a picture on the TV screen. It's the numbers 2017, but the numbers are in fireworks.
That's so she's fancy.
Got some cool software that draws with sort of, or writes with sort of, you know, images or pictures. And here we have fireworks spelling out 2017. And she says, here are my top five family memories from 2017.
Isn't this a nice thing to do?
That is nice. And these are good memories. These are the best memories. And we know that because she used the adjective, these are her top memories.
All right, we're going to go on a nice trip back memory lane.
There you go.
Ah, okay, so let's see what Paige starts out with.
Okay.
The first picture shows Jimmy and Timmy in their We Will Get Along t-shirt.
Oh, yes. So I kind of have the same reaction as Jimmy. He sees that and he laughs. He says, ha ha, I remember that t-shirt. That's when they were fighting, right? And they couldn't get along. Was it mom or grandpa or... someone made them wear the same shirt.
Right.
They so they'd to be just... together and they had to learn to get along because they couldn't get away from each other. That was a good memory. Yeah. I remember that one. And Timmy says, we still have it. Let's put it on now.
Silly boys.
You can see them running off to their bedroom to put it on. If you put something on, that means just you're wearing, or it's the time when you take that clothes and you take them from being lying there or being in your drawer to being on your body. Mm. You put them on. Before you go outside, you should put on your shoes. And then, of course, the opposite would be to take off. So you take off your clothes if you're going to take a shower, but then you put them on after the shower so you won't be cold or something like that. All right, so that's a good memory.
All right, so Jimmy and Timmy, they've got their special t-shirt on now.
Yes.
They're getting along really well. Why not? So the second picture is going to come up.
It's another top memory.
Okay, so it says the second picture shows Paige with a big bag of dog poop.
A big bag of dog poop.
Yeah. She says, I'm better at taking care of mac and cheese now.
Oh, mac and cheese, of course.
Yeah, all right. So, look, a little while back we learned that Paige and her brothers, they had to learn how to taking care of the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't doing a very good job, so they learned their lesson about dog poop really well.
Mm.
Okay, so Paige told her family that she's better at taking care of the dogs. Now, if you're better at doing something, you have improved at doing that thing. Maybe you weren't very good at it before, but you are now.
That's right. Maybe you did it more. Maybe you're thinking about it more. You practiced more. But certainly your performance has gone from okay to better. Mm-hmm. And Mac's looking at the picture.
Yeah.
And Mac is sort of thinking, she must love us a lot.
Yeah.
They see how happy Paige is, even though she's holding a big bag of poo.
And of course, Cheese wants to get in on this action,
too. He wants to. Maybe he's going to go over and lick her face with her.
He's thinking something here.
What's he thinking?
Let's make more for her.
More poo.
Yeah, more poo. What a nice gift.
Because for them, she's smiling with their poo, so they're like, oh, well, we got lots. You want more? We'll give you more.
Happy New Year.
Not quite the message. But anyways, let's move on. That's for 2018. We'll deal with that later. Let's move on. What's the third picture? The third picture shows Jimmy and Timmy in their Halloween costumes on the airplane.
Aww.
Oh, okay. And Mrs. Wong, she's speaking to her husband, Mr. Wong, and she says, that was such a good idea, dear.
It was even a great idea.
It was a great idea, I should say. Yes, it was even better than good. It was great. That was the time they, of course, couldn't celebrate Halloween, so they did it on the plane, using the other passengers to give out the candy. And of course, because this is a family, they have very warm feelings for each other. And that's why it was okay in that situation, especially for Mrs. Wong, to say dear to her husband. Dear is spelled D-E-A-R. Dear. What is dear? Well, actually, we call these types of words that we call people close to us who we're in love with or affectionate with, we call them terms of endearment. Honey, dear, sweetie, things like that. A mom might say it to their kids, or a dad too, or, you know, partners, husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends might say it to each other. And you might even say it to your very close friends. It's just a more casual, friendly, and loving, affectionate way of addressing or saying a person's name or calling that person. For example, would you please get me a glass of water, dear? Would you please get me a glass of water, dear? If it's a friend or a loved one, yes, in a restaurant to a waiter or waitress, that would be weird.
Aww,
isn't that
so
nice?
Cute.
That is nice.
Okay, so we've seen three pictures so far. We're on to number four.
All right.
The fourth picture shows the family having a picnic in the yard during Moon Festival.
Oh, that's a very traditional thing to do.
Yum.
And Grandpa was the one who kind of likes that, so he says, that was a lovely evening.
Aww.
It was a very nice evening or a lovely evening.
Right. So Grandpa described Moon Festival this year as a lovely evening. This is an adjective and it's spelled L-O-V-E-L-Y, lovely. Okay, so Grandpa thought this was a lovely memory. Lovely is used to describe something that is very pleasant, fun, or good. For example, that was a lovely party last night. That was a lovely song you sang. I had a lovely day at the park with you. Sometimes it can also mean beautiful. That's a lovely dress. Or this is a lovely photo. You look very beautiful in it. Here's an example. Taiwan is a lovely place to live. One more time. Taiwan is a lovely place to live. Aww, it's a nice, lovely barbecue
outside.
It is
lovely, absolutely. Having time with your family around the Moon Festival is great. Anyways, Mr. Wong also enjoyed that, and he's looking at the picture, so he says, we should do that every year. Yeah, with people's busy schedules, sometimes it's hard for everyone to get together on those special days, but he wants to try to do it again every year.
All right, are you ready for the final picture?
I am. I'm having a good time. But what is the final picture?
The final picture shows the family together with their grandma's letters from the box. And then it's going to get a little bit sad
here. Getting a little verklempt.
Paige says, my favorite memory is grandma's letters. Oh.
That was sweet. They found all those letters from grandma. And of course, there were letters for all of them, especially for dad and for grandpa and all that stuff.
Okay, we're talking about Paige's favorite top memory now. Favorite is an adjective. It's spelled F-A-V-O-R-I-T-E, favorite. Now, when you describe a thing using the word favorite, you're saying it's the thing you like the best, and you like it more than any other thing. We often use this to describe our favorite colors, our favorite foods, our favorite animals. Here in our example sentence, my friend Aaron's favorite color is orange. One more time. My friend Aaron's favorite color is orange. This Aaron's favorite color is purple.
Wow, that was a good memory, but that's probably the most emotional one, right? Yeah, I mean, it's a happy time, but sometimes those memories do bring out a little sadness.
Right.
Anyway, so as we see, the Wong family, they're looking at this picture of all the letters, and they have watery eyes. That doesn't mean they're washing their face or they're at the beach. It means they're starting to tear up a little bit.
Yeah.
They're starting to cry a little bit.
What happens? What do they
Well,
say?
When you see something that brings out your emotions a bit, one of the things you might say is, aww. And they all say it at the same time. So everyone is feeling what?
Very sentimental.
There you go.
They like this memory.
It
reminds them of how much they love each other.
That's right. Sentimental is that feeling often when you look back at the past and there's happiness with a little bit of sadness mixed in. We might describe that as being bittersweet.
Okay.
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've had time to look over these top memories.
Yep.
It's been a really nice night.
A good little trip down memory lane.
Don't forget what happens on New Year's Eve. Mrs. Wong is going to remind them the New Year countdown is starting.
With all these memories and emotions, I wasn't looking at the time. But good thing Mrs. Wong was.
That's right. A countdown is when you count backwards to show that something exciting is going to happen soon. Now, on New Year's Eve, you count down the last 10 seconds of the year right before the fireworks start.
You don't count down the last 3.5 hours.
180
minutes to go, everybody.
58.
No, that'd be weird.
For our last word power word today, we're looking at the verb start. It's spelled S-T-A-R-T, start. When something starts, something begins to happen, or we make something begin to happen. Here's an example sentence. We should get to the theater before the movie starts. One more time. We should get to the theater before the movie starts. Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, they're counting down. And of course, here in Taipei, the Taipei 101 building, we sort of have lights going up or lights going down or something like that. And as everyone counts down, not only watching TV, but everyone out there at the actual building, everyone's in a really good time. It says Jimmy and Timmy are in their special shirt.
Don't forget about that.
So they're sort of attached to each other.
Yeah.
And everyone counts down together. 5, 4, 3, 2. one. Happy New Year! Yeah, so people will cheers and hug mm-hmm. and the traditional Auld Lang Syne song, mm-hmm. That plays, and it's a pretty good way to wrap up 2017.
Yeah, it's a really nice moment. Well, obviously we have to wrap up now because that's at the end of our article.
But we'll be making more memories in 2018.
That's true, so make sure you stay tuned next year too. All right, let's get to our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽.
All right, so we have four more words to wrap up before we finish all of the words for this year, but there'll be more next month, so don't relax too much.
Okay.
But for this year, the end of this year, we're going to be doing a little fill-in-the-blank, so I'll just make up some sentences, and the love... We're just going to try to guess the words.
Okay.
We're not going to turn it into a magic show or a game show. We're just going to try to guess the words.
I'm
all right.
A good guesser.
We'll see. Don't get too confident. We'll see. All right. So if there's someone you're really close to, you might call them sweetie, honey.
Oh, I know this one. Dear.
Or dear. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a very nice term. It's a very beautiful term. It's a very attractive term. It's a very...
Lovely.
It's a lovely term. Ooh. Absolutely. And it's especially a term you would use for the person you like the most in all of the world, the best person, your best friend, the one person
the
you can't
person?
Live without. It could be the top person, but we're not ranking our friends.
Okay.
We're just talking about the one person we like a lot.
Favorite?
Your favorite friend or your favorite person. But if you were ranking your friends and you were giving them grades and you were judging them, then the one at the very highest position would be...
Oh, that's my top friend.
Your top friend. I guess you could say your best friend is your top friend. But really, it's not good to rank your friends.
And, yeah.
You know, it's nice to have lots of friends. Well, you guys have done very well. We hope you did have a great 2017, truly. And we hope you also do have a great 2018. But whatever you do, please come back and join us in the new year, because we'll be right here with you guys and the Wongs,
and
I assume.
And the Wongs, probably,
They're not going anywhere. No. So we'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Step by step.
Stay up late. How was your Christmas?
I stayed up late on Christmas Eve, and I made some cookies for Santa Claus.
Did he eat them?
Be better at.
How was your music class?
I'm better at playing the guitar now.
That's great.
Hi, 大家好，又是我啦。哎，是不是被我骗啦？我可还没有要走呢。毕竟呢，没有我，你们英文会学得好吗？好啦，身为学生呢，大家读书读得很痛苦，对不对啊？我就不闹大家啦。在这边问一下大家哦。你们啊，是不是常常要熬夜为明天的考试做准备呢？尤其是大考的时候，虽然呢我已经是大学生了，但我也跟你们一样要熬夜准备大考啊。I have to stay up late to prepare for exams as well. I have to stay up late to prepare for exams as well. Stay up 的意思啊，就是到你该睡觉的时间了，但是呢你还不睡觉这样的概念哦。那后面多加了一个 late， 就是熬夜的意思啦。例如啊。I often stay up late to watch soap operas. 我常常熬夜看影集，或者你可能也会听到这句 Don't stay up late, it's not healthy. 别熬夜哦，这样很不健康的。既然都讲到了熬夜，那我们也来顺便学习一下其他跟睡觉相关的片语吧。如果你常常熬夜的话，你就是一个夜猫子。夜猫子的英文呢，我们是用 night owl。Owl 是猫头鹰，因为猫头鹰大家都知道都是夜行性的动物嘛，所以 night owl 就是在形容很晚但是还不睡觉的人啦。相反的 early bird 则是指很早起的人哦。那如果你是一个 night owl， 一定有过睡过头的经验吧？睡过头呢，我们英文会说 oversleep。例如啊 ，My friend was late for class today because he overslept。我朋友今天早上迟到啦，因为他睡过头啦。诶，那如果今天刚好是周末呢，你昨天因为熬夜很累嘛，所以想睡晚一点的话呢，你就可以用 sleep in 这个片语来表示你赖床啦。例如 I usually sleep in till 12 PM on weekends， 我周末通常会赖床大概到中午12点左右吧。好吧，虽然我常常熬夜准备考试，但是大家也知道熬夜的效果并不是很好嘛，看来我真的是不太会读书啦。I'm still better at playing computer games， 我还是比较会玩游戏， 开玩笑的啦，我可是高材生呢。刚刚说到的 be better at 其实就是 be good at 的比较级而已哦。Be good at 就是擅长做某事，例如呢，小戴戴自己很擅长羽球，人家可是世界第一的球后哎。She's good at badminton。除了在后面接名词呢，如果想要强调动作的话，也是可以的哦。只是记得要用 ving 的形式。例如啊，我不只是高材生，其实呢，同时我也是个演员呢。I'm good at acting。我也很擅长演戏。哎，可是比起演戏，我其实更会唱歌哦。这时呢，就可以用比较级的说法啦。I'm better at singing。那如果呢，你想要点出比较的失误，我们就可以用 than 这个字。例如刚刚的句子就可以说成 I'm better at singing than acting。比起演戏啊，我更会唱歌。好啦，听完我的讲解 ，Are you guys better at English now？ 我们下次真的不见喽，拜拜。
Me the wants, me the wants, me the wants, me the wants, me the wants.
Looking back on 2017.The family is in the living room on New Year's Eve. Grandpa is watching TV with the kids. Mr. and Mrs. Wong are putting snacks on a small table.
I love staying up late. When we're older, we can do it all the time.
Paige comes in with her computer and connects it to the TV.
What are you doing, Paige?
Paige puts a picture on the TV screen. It's the numbers 2017 and fireworks.
Here are my top five family memories from 2017.
The first picture shows Jimmy and Timmy in their We Will Get Along t-shirt.
Ha ha! I remember the t-shirt! We still have it! Let's put it on now!
The second picture shows Paige with a big bag of dog poop.
I'm better at taking care of Mac and Cheese now.
She must love us a lot.
Let's make more for her.
The third picture shows Jimmy and Timmy in their Halloween costumes on the airplane.
That was such a great idea, dear.
The fourth picture...shows the family having a picnic in the yard during Moon Festival.
That was a lovely evening.
We should do that every year.
The final picture shows the family together with their grandma's letters from the box.
My favorite memory is grandma's letters.
Aww!
The New Year countdown is starting.
Five!Four, three, two, one. Happy New Year!
Dear, dear, would you please get me a glass of water, dear? Would you please get me a glass of water, dear? Lovely.Lovely. Taiwan is a lovely place to live. Taiwan is a lovely place to live. Favorite. Favorite. My friend Aaron's favorite color is orange. My friend Aaron's favorite color is orange.Start. Start. We should get to the theater before the movie starts. We should get to the theater before the movie starts.